This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, for the last 11 years, his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of the society and giving them benefits of all the schemes without discrimination. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of the 101 birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India.
Ye Rashtra Prerna Sthal hame sandesh deta hai ki hamara har kadam, har pag, har prayas राष्ट्र निर्माण के लिए समर्पित हो सबका प्रयास ही विकसित भारत के संकल्प को सिद्ध करेगा मैं लखनऊ को उत्तर प्रदेश को पूरे देश को इस आधुनिक प्रेरणा स्थली की बधाई देता हूं
Prime Minister Modi said, saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefits from them. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his Samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. Mr. Modi also paid tributes to Bharat Ratna Mahamana Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary. He said Mahamana played a crucial role in awakening national consciousness along with social reforms to break the chains of slavery. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the national program marking Veer Bal Divas on tomorrow at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister will address the gathering on the occasion. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar will also be present during the program. The railways has rationalized its passenger fare structure with effect from tomorrow with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, ordinary non-AC, non-suburban services fares have been rationalized in a graded manner across second-class ordinary, sleeper-class ordinary and first-class ordinary. In second-class ordinary, there is no increase in fare for journeys up to 215 kilometers to ensure that short-distance and daily commuters are not impacted. Meanwhile, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season's tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. A top Maoist leader, Ganesh Uike, has been killed in a joint security operation in Kandhamal district of Odisha this morning. The top Maoist was carrying a reward of 1.10 crore rupees on his head. Ganesh Uike was a central committee member and a Odisha in charge of the banned CPI Maoist. He was wanted in connection with several major Maoist attacks in different parts of the country. Five of the Maoists were also reportedly killed in the encounter. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe with devotional fervor today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. They decorate their houses with Christmas trees, illuminated paper star, holy wreaths and the exchange gifts. Churches of all the denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events.
Dancing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Modi have extended greetings to people on the occasion. The Indian Army has issued an internal letter on use of social media applications by its personnel with an emphasis on operational security and responsible online behavior. Sources in the Indian Army said Army personnel have been allowed to access Instagram only for the purposes of viewing and monitoring. In women's cricket, third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Thiruvananthapuram tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken 2-0 lead in the 5-match series. And that's the end of the news bulletin.